exported our jobs, treated us like fools. Now they're working hard to take over our schools and run them for profit like they do our jails. So they make up lies to say that we failed, when the failure is theirs because they've stolen our wealth. Whatever is good, they preserve for themselves.
Do you think it's good for the students or bad for the students that teachers are guaranteed their jobs for life?
First of all, teachers are not guaranteed their jobs for life. The way you ask that question, you act like that's a fact. Teachers have never been guaranteed their jobs for life. Teachers that are incompetent can always be fired. If that were a fact, that would be horrible.
In acting, there isn't job security, right? There's an incentive to work hard and be a better actor because you want to have a job. So why isn't it like that for teachers?
You think job insecurity is what makes me work hard?
Well, you have an incentive to work harder, but if there's job security...
I want to be an actor. It's not an incentive. That's the thing. So you take this MBA-style thinking, right? It's the problem with ed policy right now. There's this intrinsically paternalistic view of problems that are much more complex than that. It's like saying a teacher is going to get lazy when they have tenure. A teacher wants to teach. I mean, why else would you take a shitty salary and really long hours and do that job? Unless you really love to do it.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, 10% that are bad, though? 10% of teachers are bad.
Where'd you get that number?
I don't know. 10% of people in any profession maybe should think of something else. Right?
Well, okay, but I mean, maybe you're a shitty cameraman. I don't know.
Teachers were fired from Harvard University because of allegations about their Communist Party membership. That's called the real world. Okay, not political science seminar, libertarianism 101. That's what happens. And I think that this carried over to teaching.
So are first grade teachers intellectuals that need to be protected?
I hope that they have studied child development.
So you're the founder of the small school movement, which promoted creativity and choice. Why won't vouchers and charter schools do that?
Because the other were part of a community democratic operation. Precisely what differentiates me from libertarians. I have the same ideal, but I also know more about the corruption of money.
How much more would you like to see going to students?
How much money do you think a child is worth? It's unconditional. Children aren't worth money.
It costs $10,000, more than $10,000 per student right now.
$1 million to raise my children. That there's no money that can be set price on a child's life and learning.
So
it
how
be
so
about money? It should truly be about educating our children on how to survive in today's world.
But if you want the government to spend more, how much more per student do you think should go to education?
Billions.
$1 billion per student?
Sure, why not?
Spending per student has doubled since 1970, and we're seeing that tests remain the same. They've just like flatlined. What do you think the solution is? Should we give more money to help better the schools?
Sure, we should give as much money as rich people think they need for their children.
No cuts, no concessions, tax Wall Street. JP Morgan is raping our country.
Gates may be richer, but I am smarter about students. I am a teacher.
If I stop going to my local grocery store, yes. My local grocery store is going to be hurt. So yes. Do you see a problem with that?
I don't think education is exactly the same. I'm really sorry. Education is a basic social right. Everyone has a right to a public education.
But what about food? Isn't food just as important as education?
Yes, and we have various kinds of social safety net to make sure people can eat. That probably doesn't make some people in this town happy that we have things like food stamps.
Well, we have choice and competition at universities and in preschool, so why not K-12 education?
Private schools and universities, if you're talking about private universities, then that's a money-making operation, right? That is in bed with a capitalistic system. If you're talking about public schools, I don't want that to be privatized.
You've written a lot about poverty in the South Bronx. Why aren't vouchers and charter schools an answer to that?
Vouchers and charter schools are the worst possible answer because, first of all, they will never serve more than 2 or 3%, maybe 5% at most, of the population.
So then we need more charter schools.
No, that's insane. The fact is, first of all, charter schools on average are no more successful than public schools. The only ones you hear about are the super schools, the ones that get on Oprah.
Competitions is winners and losers. So if you think all students, poor students, kids from communities that don't have much money have the same right to a quality public education, then why do we set them up to compete with each other? Why don't we say all kids need to be having a good education and you don't have winners and losers?
But isn't that what we're doing right now? Don't we have winners and losers now, or all losers right now?
I don't understand why you say that. We're all losers.
I mean, you're upset with the current education system, right? So aren't there winners and losers right now?
I think the current education system in the United States has real problems, and most of it is connected to the lack of equity.
From Murdoch to Klein, from Gates to Reed, the achievement gap hustle is one big crime spree. Thank you.